Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, welcome to the Encouraging Word Global Network. We've been off for about a week or so, maybe, and we are back. We are back on the Encouraging Word Global Network. So thank you so much for those joining us all across the globe. Yeah, I'm excited, guys. It's a great time to be alive, I tell you. We're broadcasting from the state of Georgia, and it is cold in Georgia right now, but it's all good. And just thank God once again for all things. But we thank God for you, for those taking their time out to listen. Thank you so much. We're not going to be with you long, but thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Hey, guys. This is the Encouraging Word Global Network. The goal is just to encourage you throughout the week to come. As you know, it's a lot going on out there in the world. We just want to encourage you tonight. We're not going to be with you long. And we thank everybody who's joining us via the internet, via the phone line as well. Thank you so much for being with us tonight. But this is the Encouraging Word Global Network, ladies and gentlemen. The goal is to encourage you, to lift you up in the things of God, and to give you an empowering word that will take you not only through tonight, but through the rest of your life as well. In Jesus' name, ladies and gentlemen, because when the word of God goes out, it does not return void. So we thank God for you tonight, and we give God all the praise, glory, and honor through his Son and through precious Holy Spirit. God bless you. Hey, we're going to have a word of prayer, then we're going to give a pause for the cause. We're going to do a quick promo, too, for a wonderful, wonderful ministry we're going to tell you about in a little bit. But Father God, we thank you for the opportunity to be here tonight. Thank you for all those listening, those who will be listening. Father God, we thank you for those who have their time tonight on the network. God bless them, Father God. Meet every need, Father God, both spoken and unspoken tonight. But Father God, we just give you all the praise, glory, and honor. You know everything, Father God. All we have to do is pray for one another and encourage one another, Father God. So we thank you for the boldness and the excitement of the day. Thank you for bringing us to this time. Some have worked, some have played, some have had businesses, Father God. Some were off enjoying their life. So we just thank you for those that are still here, Father God, from all hurt, harm, or danger. So we thank you in advance. Father God, we thank you for our pastors. We thank you for our ministers and bishops, Father God. And we thank you for all those who preach and teach the word of God, the fivefold ministry, Father God. We thank you for not only in the United States, but around the globe, Father. We pray for the saints. And we also pray for the unsaved, Father God. And then we ask that you continue to pour out your Holy Spirit and let those who will receive you, Father God, unto themselves and unto you. So we thank you, Father God, for all you're doing. And we give the network, and it is your network, so we give the network to you. We ask that you have your way tonight. And may a soul be saved. May a life be encouraged. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And let the church say amen. Thank you, Father. Amen. Hey, let's get right to it, guys. Everybody's busy. We're pretty busy out there. And I want to encourage everybody that do not have a church home to come visit us, especially in the state of Georgia specifically and the surrounding states. Even you can even drive in. But ladies and gentlemen, please be a part of Kingdom Life Worship Center. Our wonderful, wonderful pastors, Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw, our senior pastors, ladies and gentlemen, of Kingdom Life Worship Center, 390 Glen Street, 390 Glen Street, Fayetteville, Georgia, 30214. And for more details about the ministry, you can give me a call, of course, as well, 404. That's Elder Kevin Vaughn, 404-401-0233, 404-401-0233. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Kingdom Life Worship Center. Pastor Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw are overseers of the network, and they join us when they can. So we thank them for being a part of the network as well. So we want to give God all the praise and all the glory for Kingdom Life Worship Center and the ministry of Bishop John and Dr. Crenshaw. Amen. Yeah, we love them. We love them. Praise God. And we know you guys are busy out there, and we know you may or may not be able to make it, but you like to give your tithes, gifts, and offering. We want to encourage you guys. And, of course, you can get more details about the ministry before you give, if you like, but we're talking about non-denominational, full gospel church, ladies and gentlemen, under the leadership of Bishop John and Dr. Denise Crenshaw, Kingdom Life Worship Center. But for those who like to donate or give, send in their tithes, they can do that electronically through our Cash app. I'll give you that in a minute, and also through our PayPal account as well. So let me give you the first one real quickly. Our Cash app, for those who are on the mobile devices, Cash app, you can send your donations or gifts, if you will, and even tithes to the ministry, if you like. And at $, this is on Cash app, $, KLWC, it stands for Kingdom Life Worship Center, KLWCATL. That's the abbreviation for Atlanta, for those who don't know, because there's people from across the globe that may want to donate or send a gift to the ministry as well. Once again, Cash App, and that's $ KLWCATL. And if you got any questions, you can give me a call. And for those who use PayPal, I like PayPal. I love PayPal because it has so many good, great features on it as well, ladies and gentlemen. But go to PayPal. You can send it into JC Prayer. CONF, that's JCPrayer, CONF at AOL.com on PayPal. So you can send your gift, donations, and offering, right, and tithes to Kingdom Life Worship Center. And again, if you have any questions about the ministry, we'd be glad to share that with you. Elder Kevin Vaughn at 404-401-0233. We thank God for Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw on the awesome ministry, ladies and gentlemen. Come join us. Yeah, and that's service. I want to get some services on Saturday mornings, guys. Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. at 390 Glen Street, Fayetteville, Georgia. And for those who move into the city, don't have a church home, come join us, and you will not leave the same in Jesus' name. So we thank God for you tonight. Amen. Amen. All right. Hey, let's get right to it. Yeah. Thank you, Father. Amen. Hey, we're going to get right to the word, and we're going to have our leadership come on a little later on, but we'll talk about the 12 steps to self-care, 12 steps to self-care. Now, what I'm going to do first is going to read the 12 steps, right, and then I'm going to come back and read them again with the scriptures behind them so we can share that with you tonight. But the goal is just to encourage you, and as you know, in this time and space, ladies and gentlemen, you got to not only pray and fast, you got to encourage yourself in the things of God, okay? But there's some steps that you got to take as well to do that almost every hour, in some cases, every second, maybe of the day, depending on what type of business you're in, what type of a job you're in. But the goal is to be on alert and to be very versed in the things of God that will help you move throughout the day, because your goal is to be in control of what's going on. The enemy does not have no power over us in Jesus' name. So we got to let him know that. He tries to take power, but he can't do it. So we got to have some steps. We got to have some tenacity. We got to have some, just some good sound scriptures that will help you throughout the day. So our goal tonight is just to encourage you. The 12 steps to self-care. I'm going to read the 12 steps first. Then we'll come back and we're going to go through the scriptures very quickly as well. Hey, the first step is be kind to yourself, right? Some of these are very self-explanatory. Be kind to yourself. That means how you talk, your self-talk, and everything. You know about that. We'll talk about that again later. The second is don't be a people pleaser. This is what I had to learn over time, right? Don't be a people pleaser. Can't please everybody, right? And even when you try to please them, and it still ain't happy. So you go crazy trying to please everybody, right? But you can't do it. Don't be afraid to say yes, right? Number four, don't be afraid to say no. Number five, if it feels wrong, don't do it. I love that one. If it feels wrong, don't do it. Man, when your hair on your back of your neck or your hand stands up, don't do it, right? Number six, let go of what you can't control, right? Because we can't control nobody. Half time, I can't control myself sometimes in some areas. So you just can't control nobody else, that's for sure. Number seven, never speak bad about yourself. Now, this is a good one. And I want all the parents out there to have talk to your children about never speak bad about themselves, right? The children specifically, because that builds their self-esteem, as we all know. But even when somebody speaks negative in their life, they need to, you know, counter that and say, that's not true. You know, they need to tell them that, tell themselves that that is not true. So never speak bad about yourself. And of course, never have people speak bad about you either. And of course, there's a time and place for everything, but you have to correct that very quickly, specifically with adults. and help the children out as well. Number eight, never give up on your dreams, ladies and gentlemen. And we're going to talk about that. Trust your instinct. Number 10, love yourself, right? Amen. Number 11, say exactly what you mean. And then number 12, stay away from drama and negativity. I love that one. I got a good friend of mine. He said he's allergic to negativity. If some negative is in the room, he'll start sneezing and he had to leave the room. I love that. That's pretty cool when you think about it. So be allergic to negative. I love it. Hey, let's go get started here. Hey, for those who are joining us, the Encouraging Word Global Network is on tonight. Elder Kevin Vaughn with your host. 12 steps to self-care with Bible scriptures. So our first one is loving yourself. I was just going to read a few of these because I want Bishop and Doc to come on as well to say a few words tonight as well. But Proverbs 19, and of course, I'll be glad to share these scriptures for those who need them too as well later. But loving yourself, right? This is what the Bible says about that. Whosoever gets sense, love his own soul, right? He who keeps understanding will discover good. Amen. So the Lord teaches us to love ourselves. In the book of Solomon 4 and 7, you are altogether beautiful, my love. There is no flaw in you. Amen. As you know, God has fearfully and wonderfully made all of us. So we thank God for that. And also, too, Ephesians talks about this and loving yourself. For no one ever hateth his own flesh, right? Now, unless you're under influence of stuff, you know, drugs and all this other stuff. But if you're in your right mind, no one ever hateth his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, just as Christ does the church. Amen. First Timothy on loving yourself, as we hit the first area, ladies and gentlemen, First Timothy 4 and 12 says, let no one despise you for your youth, but set the believers an example in speech and in conduct and love and faith and in purity. Amen. First John says, in loving yourself, see what kind of love the Father has given to us. Wow. That we should be called children of God, so that we are the reason why the world does not know. The reason why the world does not know is that we did not know him. So we got to love the Lord as well, ladies and gentlemen. Deuteronomy says, be strong and courageous. Do not fear or be dread of them, for it is the Lord your God who goes with you and will not leave you or forsake you. Loving yourself, the last scripture is 1 Peter, above all, keep loving one another. I love this one. Earnestly, since love covers a multitude of sins. Amen. So that's on loving yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the 12 steps to self-care. The goal is to keep you encouraged, ladies and gentlemen, as we move forward to the next one, which is don't be a people pleaser, right? Do not be a people pleaser. And Galatians says something about that. For I do not persuade men or God, or I do not seek to please men. And let me read that again. For do I now persuade men or God, or do I seek to please men? For if I yet please men, I should not be the servant of Christ. So, ladies and gentlemen, we want to serve God always and not man. 1 Thessalonians 2 and 4 says, but as for we were allowed of God to be put in the trust with the gospel, even so we speak, not as pleasing men, but God, which trieth our hearts. Amen. Proverbs talking about don't be a people pleaser. John 12 and 43 says, for they love the praise of men more than the praise of God. Boy, do we see that today, ladies and gentlemen. That is incredible. We see that every day where men want to please men versus pleasing God. Colossians 3 and 23 says, and whatsoever ye do it heartily as unto the Lord and not unto men. Amen. This is the one where we talk about don't be a people pleaser. Last scripture in this segment is Acts 5 and 29. Then Peter, the other apostles, answered and saith, we ought to obey God rather than man. That's probably the most known scripture right there. We obey God rather than men, ladies and gentlemen, as we go through the 12 steps of self-care. Don't be afraid to say yes, right? That's number four. Don't be afraid to say yes, and don't be afraid to say no. In the New American Standard Bible says, do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be anxious. Look about you, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Surely I will help you. Surely I will uphold you with my righteous hand. King James Bible for the same verse says, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with thy right hand of my righteousness. Amen. So, ladies and gentlemen, don't be afraid to say yes in the right times of goodness, and don't be afraid to say no when it's not in your benefit or in your family's benefit, right? So I think we all know that as adults, but don't be afraid to say no, and don't be afraid to say yes when it's appropriate, right? So that's pretty powerful right there. And the goal is to keep your heart in the things of God. Hey, number five says, if it feels wrong, don't do it. That's a good one right there, ladies and gentlemen. That's a good one. A lot of people don't know how to handle that one. That's called the spirit of discernment, right? If it doesn't feel good, don't do it. But the Holy Spirit will help you in that area. 1 John 4:1 says, beloved, do not believe every spirit. Oh, that's a good one. But test the spirit to see whether they are from God. For many false prophets have gone out into the world. As you know, they're out there right now, even as we broadcast around this globe, ladies and gentlemen, they're out there. Philippians 1:9-10 says, And it is my prayer that your love may abound more and more with the knowledge of all discernment, so that you may approve what is excellent, and so that be pure and blameless for the day of Christ. So, ladies and gentlemen, we got to have the spirit of discernment. So if it feels wrong, don't do it. Number six says, let go of what you can't control, right? Philippians 3:13 says, brothers, I do not consider what I have made my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on towards the goal of the prize of the upward call of God in Jesus Christ. So, ladies and gentlemen, please let go those things, especially the past, right? We got to let go of the things of the past and just move on, because the things are in the past, right? Everything that I've done in the past is in the past, so why am I going to worry about it? It has no benefit for me even today or in the future. And Isaiah also talks about that same area, about let go what you can't control. Is that in Isaiah 43, remember not the former things. This is God telling us what to do. Remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and the rivers in the desert. Isn't that powerful right there, ladies and gentlemen? So God tells us not even to look back. I love it. Hey, as we continue on the 12 steps to self-care, for those maybe joining us around the globe, this is the Encouraging Word Global Network with your host tonight, Kevin Vaughn. Our topic tonight is 12 steps to self-care with Bible scriptures. Never give up on your dreams is the next one, right? Number eight. Let me find my notes here, guys. Number 8 is on the never give up on your dreams. And the real reason why you should never give up on your dreams, because guess what? God has given you that dream, right? I love it. So never give up on your dream. Real quickly, one scripture, Psalms 31:4. Be strong and let your heart take courage. All of you who wait for the Lord. Isn't that powerful right there? Never give up on God, ladies and gentlemen. Be strong and let your heart take courage. All you who wait on the Lord. And also, too, I did skip one. I want to go back. This says, never speak bad about yourself. Talks about that. If anyone, this is James 1:26. If anyone thinks he is a religious and does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his heart, this person is religious, is worthless as well. That talks about speaking ill of others and ourselves as well. So our goal is to edify, right? Edify each other. Edify one another, no matter what the situation, continue to edify, my friends, continue to edify people always. Here, our next one, trust your instinct, right? Trust your instinct. Number 9, I think it is. Trust your instinct. So your instinct is the gift of the Spirit of God, I believe, ladies and gentlemen. That's your inner Spirit of God that helps you. So trust your instincts on what to do right. Always do right. And also, next one is love yourself. Right? Love yourself. That's pretty self-explanatory for most of us on the network tonight. Love yourself. Number 11, say exactly what you mean. And I love this one, scripture here. This is out of Matthew. But let your communication be yea, yea, and nay, nay, right? For whatsoever is more than these cometh of evil. Wow. That means people start saying all kinds of stuff, ladies and gentlemen. So that's Matthew
And then also, too, James says the same, pretty much the same thing. This is understood in the book of James, but above all things, my brethren, swear not, neither by heaven, neither by earth, neither by any oath, other oath. Let your yea be yea and your nay be nay, lest ye fall into condemnation. That's James and Matthew there. Hey, the last one here, as we go through the 12 steps of self-care, and I'm going to open up the lines for our leadership, is the stay away from drama, negativity. I love it. The Bible helps us there as well. 1 Corinthians says, be not deceived. Evil communication corrupts good manners. Proverbs 22 says, make no friendship with an angry man and with a furious man. Thou shalt not go. Matthew says, judge not that ye not be judged. Now, we're not judging anybody. We just know we got to check the fruit, right? Check the fruit and keep it moving, right? Mark says, and he said, that which cometh out of man, that defileth the man. Isn't that powerful right there? So he said, that which cometh out of the man, that defileth the man. So that's pretty cool. And the last scripture, as we talk about stay away from negative drama, is which things also we speak, not in words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing things and spiritual. Isn't that powerful? So we want to rely, as we stay away from drama and negativity, we want to rely on precious Holy Spirit, ladies and gentlemen, as we move forward in this area of encouragement. So we thank God for his word tonight, ladies and gentlemen. We thank God for the encouraging word, Global Network. 12 steps. 12 steps, ladies and gentlemen. 12 steps. I need to cut that off. I hit the wrong button there, ladies and gentlemen. I love it. That's my fire alarm there going off. I love it. Here we go. I want to give God some praise for the 12 steps. Amen. At this time, you know, I always love to hear from Dr. Crenshaw tonight. So we're going to go ahead and open up Dr. Crenshaw's line tonight. Dr. Crenshaw, thank you so much for being with us. You're on the air. Thank you.
Praise the Lord, Elder Kevin. Thank you so very much for that inspiring, motivating word. Certainly, particularly in the season that we live in, it's so important that we pay attention to those things that relate to taking care of ourselves. The Bible said, I pray, God, that your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless until the coming of the Lord. And many times we can spend a lot of attention on a lot of other things, and we don't pay attention to our internal selves. I think it's so important because the Lord wants every part of us to be blameless before him. And one of the ways that we can certainly do that is really based upon some of the key factors that you share with us tonight. But that's one thing that I really want to bring out into the listeners and those that are out there. The scripture tells us this word, that so a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. I think that's a foundation to really having self-care and taking care of ourselves. And if you want peace, you got to think peace. If you want joy, you got to think joy. You cannot allow those external factors to disturb your inner peace or take you away from what God has purposed you to be and purposed you to be doing. So it starts in the soulish realm. It starts in the mind. As Paul said, I pray, God, that your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless. I may not drink, I may not smoke, I may not do any of those things, but the reality is my emotions and my spirit, I'm not taking care of my emotions and my spirit. So the scripture says, so a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So what are you thinking as relates to about yourself? What are your thoughts about you? What are your thoughts about the things that God has charged you with? And if we don't want those exterior things to disturb our inner peace, then the Bible tells us that Paul said this, think on those things which are lovely. Think on those things which are pure. And think on those things which is of an honest report. And I know many of you that are listening tonight, many times that sometimes we can lay down at night and try to rest, and we can't rest, even though my body is lying there, I'm trying to rest, but my mind is so disturbed, it's all over the place. I just don't have that inner rest in my own spirit and myself. So we have to take the time and say, you know what, praise the Lord, I have to dismiss those things that have come to disturb my inner peace. I got to think on those things which are lovely, and those things which are pure, those things which are of an honest report. Because the reality of the matter is that the Lord is coming back for people that's hoping and believing and looking forward to his coming. And if we're so disturbed about the things that are around us, if we're not really taking care of ourselves, some of us are going to miss what God has for us in this life. And not only that, we're going to miss that great moment when the Lord comes back, praise God, to rapture us out of this earth. So I encourage those of you that are listening tonight, praise God, take care of yourself. I can't say that again. Take care of yourself. Don't let anything disturb what God has charged you to do. Get rid of distractions. And one other point that Elder Kevin made at the very end is get rid of the drama. I love that one. Get rid of, I don't do drama. Praise the Lord. Many people tell you, have an old saying, it's not that serious. You have to come to a place in your life that certain things that are designed to frustrate your purpose. We can look at that even in the scripture, in the book of Ezra, the fourth chapter. Amen. As the children of God went to rebuild the temple of the Lord, the scripture said that the enemy had hired counselors that came to frustrate the people of God. You got to know that the enemy will hire all types of oppositions. He will hire people to frustrate you. That don't mean he praise the Lord, we're talking about hire. We're talking about a spiritual realm. That the enemy, amen, will use things against us, people against us. In the book of Ezra, the scripture said that he had hired counsel who came to frustrate the people in their building. So you've got to learn how to take care of yourself, because the enemy is coming to frustrate you in the purpose that God has granted to your life. So I encourage you to be focused. Don't be weary in well-doing. The scripture said you're going to reap if you just don't faint. So a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Don't be distracted. Be encouraged. Lift your head up and know that your Redeemer liveth. Praise God. And one day we're going to receive that great reward if we stay focused on the things of God. So, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I thank you so very much for every listener, every person that's on this line tonight. We release unto them the peace of God, the rest of God. You said in the book of Hebrews, the fourth chapter, there remaineth a rest for the people of God. And we release that spirit in the atmosphere right now, that your people will take hold to that, Father, and they will not miss what you have granted unto them, and that is to rest inside of you. And, Father, we thank you for it, and we praise you for it now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Back to you, Elder Kevin.
Amen. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen all around the world, that was the voice of Dr. Janice Crenshaw, senior pastor, along with her wonderful husband, Bishop John Crenshaw, ladies and gentlemen, senior pastor of Kingdom Life Worship Center, ladies and gentlemen, in Fayetteville, Georgia, just right outside of the metro Atlanta area. For more details about the ministry, you can give me a call, 404-401-0233, 404-401-0233. We thank God for Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw's time tonight, and we give God the praise and honor for those who preach the word. Thank you. Praise God. Hey, I'm going to read these steps real quick to you guys. I want you all to stay excited about God, be selfish about God for yourself, and teach your children, teach your family how to do the same for him, but all in love, right? 12 steps real quick. Be kind to yourself, ladies and gentlemen. You've got to do that one. Don't be a people pleaser. Don't be afraid to say yes. Don't be afraid to say no. It feels wrong. Don't do it. Let go of what you can't control. Never speak bad about yourself. Never, never, never give up on your dreams, because the dreams come from God. Ladies and gentlemen, you think the devil going to give you some dreams? I don't think so. So, you know, they got to be good, right? So never give up on your dreams. Trust your instinct, right? They call that your gut. I call it Holy Spirit, right, helping you. Love yourself, ladies and gentlemen. Love yourself unconditionally. Teach your children. Teach your young men, teach your young women, teach the babies to love themselves in the Lord. Number 11, say exactly what you mean. Just get straight to it, ladies and gentlemen. Don't cut no beans on it. Just go right to it. Do it all in love, right? Is a way to handle it, right? But sometimes you got to put a little attitude behind it, depending on who you talk to. but say exactly what you mean. And then the last one, stay away from drama and negativity. So we thank God for these awesome 12 areas that will help us move forward. And guess what? Be bold in God. I love it. I love it. Praise God. Hey, guys, we thank you so much for joining us on the Encouraging Words Global Network. Brother Kevin Vaughn, and we thank Dr. Crenshaw for being with us. She always gives us some more additional wisdom, ladies and takes it to the next level. The goal is to keep you sound in Jesus tonight and the rest of the week as well, and even for the rest of your life, ladies and gentlemen. Stay in the Word, stay excited about the Word, and you will be prosperous in all you do. Matter of fact, you have the ability and the power to tell the enemy to take a flight. In fact, I was at a meeting real quick years ago, and I know one of the speakers says, told the devil to assume the position and take a flying leap. He told the devil to assume the position in Jesus' name and take a flying leap and get out of my way. So we have that same authority, ladies and gentlemen, in the name of Jesus. Just tell the devil to get out of my way in the name of Jesus and keep it moving, right? Amen. I love it. Hey, thank you so much for joining us. For those around the globe, those on the line tonight, thank you so much for your time. We're going to keep you too long. And I just want to leave you with this. Always remember, always, always, always out-love, out-forgive, and out-serve each other. We'll see you next time on the Encouraging Word Global Network. God bless you. Bye-bye. Thank you so much. Love you.